back, bitches. It's our first new season of Dish of Days in 2017. Hold on tight because it's time to recap a whole lot of shenanigans.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Channeling James Lott Jr. Channeling James Lott Jr.
Hello, all of you Dish and Days fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days, where we recap your favorite soap opera days of our lives. I am your host, Tony Moore, and we are finally back after a little vacay. Hope you guys enjoyed your holidays.
Little R&R,
little relaxation.
R&R. There's so much R&R going on.
What is this? What is going on over there?
Too many Diet Cokes.
Now you got the shakes.
I got my shakes.
I am your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by a gaggle of gals. Starting to my far left.
I'm thinking that's you, Alexis, because you are further left.
I am further left.
You're actually
Thank
further
you.
Left because you were right over here. You're right there.
But I think Mark should go first.
Okay. Hello, Mark J. Freeman here. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter.
Lorraine. Where can I find you?
Lorraine Love. They know.
They know.
It's down there. It's right down there.
And of course, we have the. Hold on. Where's my script? We have the very talented. Handsome.
There we go.
Dapper.
Oh, dapper.
Host extraordinaire.
That was added for 2017.
You were so, yeah. I was just about to say, you're so complimentary in 2017. I'll take it. I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And of course, joining us in the booth, we have the very lovely and beautiful Miss Alexis.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Alexis.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy
Kwanzaa.
Birthday, Tony.
Thank you. Celebrated my birthday.
60th.
Oh, my word.
60th.
She's older than days.
She tried it. What?
She completely tried it. You know what else they tried? I came in here thinking like, okay, it is my birthday. I see no decorations, no pizza rolls. There's nothing underneath here.
I actually was going to stop and get pizza rolls, and literally, I have no wallet. Like, I got halfway here, I was like, oh, I didn't
switch my
wallet.
Girl, you're not supposed to be driving over here with no wallet?
Girl.
I missed that.
The gifts and the decorations are here in spirit.
I'll just come in and throw some confetti for you.
And so is Stephanie Glitter.
Why, thank you. And of course, if you guys are watching us live, thank you so much. If you're watching us later, thank you very much. And of course, make sure you like us, follow us on all social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Facebook
iTunes.
And Instagram, oh, and make sure you go on iTunes and review this show. Give us 5 stars. Let us know what you like. And whatever you don't like, just keep it to yourself. on Facebook and Instagram, you can find us at Dish and Days. And on Twitter, @_DishandDays. The @ is implied. So before we get started with this recap, let's address
the
elephant in the room.
There she is.
The rumor mill is swirling.
Swirling.
Okay, so apparently, allegedly, this will be the last year of Days, and there will be no Days in 2018.
So much for job security.
Right. Well, it's only alleged.
All right.
This is what they're saying.
Right.
This is what they're saying. So, Fox's Megyn Kelly has been brought on board to NBC, and they are looking to possibly either add her to, like, the last hour of the Today Show, mm-hmm. or they are looking to give her her own daytime talk show. In order to do that, they're going to have to cut some things, and what they're allegedly saying is that Days will be cut. Now, we have received tweets, messages asking us what we know about the situation. We know nothing.
Zero.
Zip. But I wanted to find out what you guys thought about this in the article and everything like that.
Well, regardless of what happens to Days, AfterBuzz is still kicking.
This is true. But we won't have anything to review. Well,
you know, we can review old episodes. We'll start episode one and work our way up.
And spotlight on. Spotlight on. Yes.
I was going to say, we can still get the guests and actors and
actors. Yeah, absolutely.
Can we get the guests?
Where are they now? Well, that's our new show. Where are they now?
Where are they now?
There you go.
Done. You're done. Welcome. Here's the thing is, every one of those articles that I was getting tagged in and was reading about this situation, I still didn't understand why Days was even being mentioned, because I felt like, well, none of this has, other than, unless it's financial, because they have to pay her now,
right?
Which, in my opinion, just stop paying people a ridiculous amount of money. I didn't get it. I was like, it didn't even sound like the time slots that they were saying had anything to do with Days. So I'm guessing that that's what it is. It's a financial thing. It's not the time slot.
And the article that I read said that Days of Our Lives was going... The first article that I read said that Days of Our Lives was moving from the 1 o'clock p.m. time slot in New York City, that time zone, mm-hmm. to the noon slot.
Mm-hmm.
So it would go from 12 to 1. Mm-hmm. And
1 to 12.
No, Days would be... Now it would be from 12 noon to 1 p.m.
Oh, you're saying from 12 to 1.
Yeah. Will be Days' new time slot.
Okay, yeah.
So,
Got it. I get it.
Okay.
So when I read that was the first thing that I had seen. I actually was messaging with Brian, mm-hmm. and I was like, that's not a good... No, my best friend, Brian Dunn. I just said, I have
Fan of the week.
Fan of the week. Mm-hmm. To me, that's not a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
After all those years of being one. I mean, when I was a little boy, I remember it as 1 o'clock back in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, and I didn't really quite read that article. I should probably go back and read it. Should have read it before I got here. But I think it's because it's doing so well in that market that they decided to move the time earlier. Now, that's all I kind of read, and then I got sidetracked with the whole canceling thing. I did hear that, because I think People.com first talked about it, and then they took down the article. So as far as I know, Days isn't going anywhere, and the cancellation rumors are not true.
I just saw this in the chat room. Meredith Cox said on Deidre Hall's Facebook page, she said, quote, "It's a silly rumor."
Yeah.
So,
and I feel like Lauren Coslow might have posted something too. I think it was Lauren. So if I'm wrong on who it was, my apologies. But I think it was Lauren Coslow who was like, "We're back and we're ready to go," and ignore the hearsay.
Yeah.
All a paraphrase, but essentially that.
I think what always shakes us up is that Days is still on that year to year renewal thing,
yep. mm-hmm.
and so it just kind of all of a sudden made sense. But as far as I know, rumors are not true.
Rumors are not true. I will say this.
I do know the cancellation date. So I don't know if that means anything. I'm kidding.
It just makes me sad.
Alexis, Wi-Fi, EXT, or 5G? Which one should I be using? Because I'm not connected.
5G.
Oh, okay. Ray C is saying that was Greg Meng. That's right. That was Greg Meng.
Yeah. So
thank you, Ray.
So yeah, so listen, Days fans, here's what I suggest. If you want to keep this show going, make sure you tweet, email, write letters, you know.
NBC Days, probably.
Yeah.
The Twitter, NBC Days.
Because, like so many shows, you know, who get canceled and then come back, it's because of the fans. Yeah. So if you guys don't want this show to
go anywhere,
right,
to peace out,
yeah, let the folks at Days know.
And additionally, tweet NBC.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
NBC Days. Well, NBC Days is one Days. Is one Twitter handle, and then NBC the actual network.
Oh, got it.
And also, I mean, we've said this before, and we don't do this on this show, and I'm going to say it now because it seems appropriate. Stop giving away storylines.
Yeah.
Stop giving away spoilers. Like, wait until it's in a preview, until Soap Opera Digest comes up with it. Like, giving away stuff months in advance, no bueno, because then people are not excited anymore.
And they won't watch, and the ratings go down.
Exactly. Yeah. So then when we're seeing stuff and people are like, meh, you know, it's kind of like, well, because you already knew. So, you know, that's just a little... little tidbit there, you know.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Tiddly biddly.
So,
On to more pressing matters. My birthday! No, I'm just kidding. But really quick, how was your break? Did you guys enjoy the holidays? Was everything good? Was Santa good to you or whoever brings you gifts?
What did Billy get you, Mark?
He promised me I would not to share, so I'm not going to share.
That shirtless scene this week with the little patch of hair that he has right here in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Shame.
It's actually all over. You just saw the patch. Anyway.
Poor Billy.
Holidays were fantastic. I really didn't do very much of anything, just mostly relaxing. I went and visited my aunt in Palm Springs, and that was about it.
Oh, nice.
I just relaxed and watched Days and... Didn't take notes. Yeah. I did tweet out a couple, like, quotes that I liked.
Yeah.
Not necessarily quotes of the week, but things that I thought were things, because I figured people would want to see.
I feel like I say this all the time, but sometimes I'm watching the show and I hear something funny and I laugh. There was something on Tuesday and I was going to tweet, I already know what Mark's quote of the week is.
I get a lot of those. And again, too, a lot of people will tweet me, oh, I think this should be quote of the week. I actually...
Don't like it.
Well, it's not that I don't like it. I don't read it. Because as soon as I see that you're going to... Because a lot of times I'm not caught up. So when I read your tweet, it may be giving something away. So I immediately stop as soon as I see that it's...
Hey, it should be this.
Yeah. I stop because I don't want to know. And I want to...
I'm on the same page.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care that you do it. But just so you know, it's kind of a waste because I don't really... I mean, and I don't really go back to look at what you said. Sorry, that's mean.
No, your Twitter feed is a buzz.
No, you know. Yeah. I'm not getting connected, so.
What'd you do?
I went to Boston at the beginning of December.
Boston.
But I think I did another show with you guys before we broke.
Yeah.
Is that right?
We did our last show. Yeah.
I was here for the holidays. Nothing too special. I was with friends, so that was special, but
yeah.
Nothing extravagant.
Yeah, same here. I was here for the holidays.
We didn't ask you what you did, by the way.
But I asked myself.
Tony, what did you do for the holidays?
Thank you, Matthew Evan Payne. So I spent... I actually spent Christmas, part of Christmas Eve with Jen Lilly for, like, literally an hour. I went and said hello and, like, watched her prepare dinner. And then I was like, I gotta go. And then I had dinner with friends. And then played games late night with friends. Christmas, it was just me. So a little tidbit. I totally woke up Christmas morning hoping that Santa like came and put extra gifts under the tree. Was a little disappointed. So Christmas was very low key, and then my birthday was great. I did that, so it was great.
I left
and look at all these decorations.
So many in spirit. All right, so
I'm not connected, until I connect, I'm not connected.
Oh, I think you're very connected.
I am.
Is he? I started some buzz about the whole spoiler thing in the chat room. I saw some people who said, spoilers have been going on for 20 years, but I think it's different. I think now...
It's not what you mean, really.
Like, I think back then, to, like, really dig up and find out, like, what was happening... like months in advance, I think was very hard to do.
Yeah. And Days of Our Lives wasn't always 6 months ahead. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in 6 months on that show.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I remember when I took the NBC tour, I remember they said that fans would take the tour and like, if they saw like a costume or something, you know, they would like notice things and then kind of put it out. But like, it's so much easier to get things out now.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So to clarify, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, now since we've rambled on, I'm pretty sure people want to know what happened this week. So it's now time to start
Dishin' Days. Alrighty.
Look at that.
I was waiting for the dun dun, but then it didn't come, and so I just look weird doing that.
You look weird anyway.
Row. All right, so let's start off.
Go ahead, Mark. I just, as you made the noise, I thought the same thing. I was like,
go ahead, Mark.
Well, I think the most appropriate way to start 2017 is to talk about Billy Flynn. So since we've been gone,
he's made zero resolutions.
Abigail, what?
You've made zero resolutions for 2017.
Since we were here last, Abigail has now graced the Horton Town Square, and she's alive, and people are knowing and talking. Some of it's off camera, like Sierra saw her and was like, oh yeah, my mom told me, girl.
Yeah.
I actually really thought, I thought one line was really clever was when she's in the bedroom with Billy, or with Chad, and Chad says, yeah, you're not the only one who's come back from the dead. My dad.
Right. Right.
I thought it was like, oh, that's kind of clever. So yeah, so that whole thing kind of blossomed. What do we think? Are we taking sides?
Okay.
With between him, him and Abby, or him and Gabby?
Well, this is how I feel.
I think we should still throw Sierra in.
Or Mark and Chad.
Well, that's just, you know, implied.
Here's how I feel. I feel that Chad needs to somehow understand where Abigail is coming from.
Yes.
Because it turns out that, as she said, she was misdiagnosed. So if she stayed in that hospital, she wasn't going to get better. And she did what she had to do in order to be well. I think the wrong choice was to fake a death, because I don't think she thought the plan out all the way. But I think there should be some understanding from Chad. Although I get his reaction. Like, I get that, like, he has gone through this loss. And, of course, people keep reminding us on how he felt, Sierra, who, you know, said he was a mess. He couldn't eat. He couldn't sleep. You know, dealing with your loss and everything like that. But I think that at some point, you know, there needs to be maybe some coming together. But I don't know how you guys feel, but when I see Chad and Gabby, I'm just like, I think I prefer them and not Chad and Abigail.
I feel like Chad and Abigail missed the boat with each other. Like, I think that the timing is just all wrong, but I love them as a couple.
Yeah.
But then you've got this crazy wild connection between Chad and Gabby, which I know you said before Chad could, or Billy could have chemistry with anyone, which I agree.
Yeah.
I do agree, but I there's something, they heat up the screen.
Yeah.
But Chad's completely ununderstanding when it comes to Abigail and why she did what she did. I feel like all Abigail really needs to say is, I'm sick. Like, I'm sick, and
I think she said that.
But it there was so much that was said in between before she got to that point.
Well, I think that I have a feeling we are going to see Chad and Gabby get back together. I feel like that just makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to put them back, Chad and Abby, back together right away, because then there's no story.
Question, sidebar. Do you also think we feel like this because it's Marcy and not Kate?
No.
No.
I love Marcy.
Do not get
me wrong at all. I love her. I think she's knocking it out of the ballpark.
She was a great choice for Abigail.
Absolutely a great choice. I just think that, I don't think that you can just put them back together. Like, easy peasy.
Like,
not that they're doing it easy peasy. And I did see a lot of people tweeting while we were away about how Chad has talking to Abby and how he's being mean to her. Da, da, da. But you have to understand that it's, you know what I mean? Like, he, in his head, had kind of moved on, had buried the ring, had, you know what I mean? And then you walk back in the house and then just want to pick back up.
Right.
You know? So I understand there has to be dimensions to...
But what I... Going back, what I mean by Kate and Marcy, not acting wise, because they're both fantastic.
Right. No, I know what you mean.
But, yeah, but it's like that we're so used to seeing
their chemistry.
But I don't think it would matter if it was Kate. I don't think it would matter.
I kind of... Well, I mean, I see it like this. Kate was like the before Ben Abigail, and Marcy's now like the post. I've been through all this,
all of it.
Yeah,
totally.
And I think that the chemistry,
even just between the two actors are great, but it's different. You know what I mean? So then
because Marcy doesn't have the built-in chemistry that Kate did with Billy.
Right.
I get that.
So I'm wondering if for me personally I'm seeing this shift because of that. You know what I mean?
I understand that. I, for whatever reason, like I think that Marcy's doing a fantastic job with her chemistry with Billy, with Missy, and with Casey.
Everybody.
Yeah, I think this whole, like, she's still in love with Chad,
right?
But Chad is still questioning it. And then when you see them together, you sense that Abigail is all in, but Chad is not all.
He's
in.
Not all.
So
in.
Like, so in that case, I think, like, it works, and I think that's why I'm kind of like, maybe so, Gabby and Chad are better, because you see them, and it's like, it's new, it's fresh, it's this different chemistry. Abigail wasn't there, but now she's back, and I don't know.
I love how they are still showing a lot of, like, Abigail's symptoms.
Yeah.
When she was pretty much encouraging Chad to make love to her.
Yeah.
And so they're doing the kissing or whatever, and then they have that one last kiss, which I thought was the best part of the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, tried one more time.
Because it shows that resistance.
Yeah.
Is that how Billy does it?
He just ravishes you.
Anyway, I love how he pretty much sent Abigail out of the room, and she pulls the door behind her, and you see that glimmer of crazy, where she, like, pulls her robe over, and you can tell that
she's still he still loves me. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Abigail.
Yeah.
With that being said, I don't want to see, like, with the chemistry with Chad and Gabby, I'm loving it. I'm over Gabby and JJ.
Oh, completely over it. Completely.
Well, I'm not over it. No. I'm not over it. I'm not over it.
Here's the thing.
I'm okay them as with a couple?
That. Yeah, I'm still okay with that.
But you know who is over it? Gabby.
100%. She's so moved on.
Because but not she, really. Not towards the end of the week. When he got his accommodation and is already a detective. Don't get me started.
But is that because
they don't want him to wear a suit? The
No.
The uniform?
Is that because
they had to return it
to props?
Megyn Kelly's coming. We got to get rid of rentals.
Let's promote JJ to detective and hand us back the costume.
Is it because that, you know, Gabby, you know, feels like she doesn't want to get in the way of her, of Chad and Abigail? So then she kind of has that moment of, like, oh, maybe JJ isn't such a bad guy after all. And then, but JJ's not having anything with her because he's just like, I don't have time for you right now. I'm busy. I'm an officer of the law in Salem PD.
Go ahead, you say first.
I don't know. I don't know where I stand. I think that I had a thought when Chad was, I'm sorry, I had a thought when JJ was telling Gabby how much he loved her and, like, please don't do this and don't leave me and mm-hmm. I love you so much. And I thought to myself, Paige, I don't think you should be moved on from Paige yet. That moved on where, like, she's dead and buried and you're already in love with someone else.
That's been a while.
I don't know, a year and a half? I don't even think it's been quite a year and a half.
I think you can be moved on.
But that moved on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's been a lot longer
in their world.
In that world.
I mean,
to us. If it were our time, right. Real time,
yeah.
I would agree with
I'd
you.
I'd be upset.
But I don't think it is in their world, real time anymore. You know what I mean? Like, they're beyond.
I mean, do you want him to be, they even be said, strong like Nicole is over Daniel?
They even said something.
Just ignored it.
That. What did he say? Yeah. See, I automatically tune it out. No, somebody said something the other day, like, something was a couple months ago, and I don't remember who it was, and I was like, oh, they're jumping that, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, that's how you're jumping. Like, when they change clothes, it's a month later.
Right.
It's not the next day, it's a month later. I thought it was odd that JJ, at the end of the week, when she sees him and she congratulates him and stuff, I thought he seemed very unnecessarily angry. and aggressive towards her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, that, because that seemed like a complete 180 to me. Mm-hmm. That you were just, well, I guess now, I guess maybe it was a month ago, that you were just saying, you know, I want you back, give me a second chance. And then all of a sudden he was like, I don't know.
Meh.
Yeah. That's a technical term, by the way.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, I see that they're kind of building this triangle. And Abigail, whether she wants to admit it or not, I feel like she's very insecure about Chad and Gabby's relationship. Oh. Even though Chad was like, we can't do this, like, you know, and told Abby, I'm here for my family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's still very
That's
insecure.
Right. And Paige and Gabby are sisters, half-sisters.
Paige and Gabby?
Oh, that's right, because of Eduardo. Yeah, they had the same daddy, different mamas.
Thank you, Eric Harris.
I would like to see Abigail go after Gabby, like, in an old soap opera-style fashion. Like, you took my man and I'm going to ruin your life.
I feel like it could be happening.
You know what I thought you were going to say, which I kind of would like to see happen? I thought you were going to say I wanted to see her go after Dario. I still have a feeling Abby and Dario are going to be
a thing
paired up. Just because of that encounter that happened earlier.
I enjoy watching him so much.
I do. I'm really enjoying him more and more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well,
that's that.
All right.
That's that.
So, next?
Next, we have Nicole, Brady, Deimos, Nancy, Holly, and Chloe.
Okay, let me say this before
Tony,
we actually
add one more name to it.
Right.
Let me just say this before we actually get into the story. I think there's something important that everybody should know. And that is, if me and my twin brother, my parents knew that we were the same sex. They didn't know if we were two boys or two girls. So if I was a girl, my name was going to be Holly.
I can see that.
We were going to be Holly and Joy. And it was because we were Christmas babies.
Girls.
So I thought that was funny.
But you end up being Mark.
Holly.
Mark and David.
Holly J. Freeman. You can find her on Instagram and Twitter at Holly J. Freeman.
You could have made that your drag name.
Holly J. Freeman. No.
Holly Love.
Holly Love. Just at Christmas time.
Holly.
She'll be like my, what is Mariah Carey's?
Mimi.
Mimi.
Is Mimi the
arch nemesis?
No, I thought she had a different name. But you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Holly can be my Lorraine's.
The one with the
dark hair. Yeah, the video. But I don't think her name,
it's not Mimi.
Because on her new show, they showed her and they put a name and I don't remember.
Bianca?
Bingo.
Is that what it is?
Bianca. Yeah.
Mariah's. Yeah, Bianca.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched Mariah's World.
I just wanted to say that because I thought it was funny when she said the name. I was like, oh, that was good. Anyway.
I actually think it's a really cute name.
And
when they mentioned, Holly. We don't even know Holly's last name yet.
I keep wondering what they're going to use as the last. Oh, don't even get me started.
Before we even get into it, the most awkward, moment was with the Q-tip. Am I wrong?
Okay.
The Q-tip. What's happening right now?
Okay, you have to go back and watch Alexis' insanity.
No.
The Q-tip is, this week, Brady decided to take matters into his own hands.
Okay.
And he went to...
Tony.
He went to the hotel.
Okay.
Where Nancy and the baby were. He convinced Nancy to let him watch the baby for
a
little bit.
Shower,
she went and showered.
Right.
He took the Q-tip, got a little swab for the DNA.
What?
And in order to prove whether it was Nicole's baby or not,
right?
Put the swab in a bag, put it in his pocket. Nancy, who should be nicknamed Nancy Drew this week, was all like, why is Brady acting so weird? She looks through his jacket, which is conveniently left in the room he goes to get a hairdryer per her request.
Oh my God.
She finds the Q-tip, takes it out, put it in between her bosom.
What?
Goes into the bathroom, brings out another Q-tip, and puts that one in the bag.
Like a dry Q-tip?
I guess.
A random Q-tip?
Just a random Q-tip.
And that was it? That was the end of the scene?
If the episode had a name, it should have been called Random Q-Tip. It was so weird.
It was like, really bizarre. Yeah, just watching.
Like, why didn't she just pitch it in the trash? Like, he would have no idea because she just got out of the shower, so maybe she Q-tipped. Like, I don't know why she just didn't throw it away.
Well, because
I guess she just wanted to keep it?
Well, no. No, because Brady would have known that she took the Q-tip. You know what I mean? So she kept it in there just to, you know, whatever. I don't know. She could have swapped her mouth. But
yeah.
While I was watching
See, that's what I thought she was going to do. Yeah. I thought she was going to swap her mouth, so when they did it, it would be Chloe's family DNA. You know what I mean? That's what I thought.
But here's the thing.
Wait, you thought Nancy was going to do that?
Yes.
Yes, me too. That's exactly what I thought.
I didn't think that, because I was too aggravated about this.
Uh-oh.
You get the DNA, you swab. When you leave the room, you take everything with you. You get your jacket, you get your purse, you get whatever it is you buy, and you go, okay, I'll be right back. So that way you know you got a hold on the stuff.
And I love Patrika, by the way.
Yes.
But the writing was weird in that particular scene, because it was like, my oh my, why was Brady so jumpy? Let me check his pocket for... It was just so bizarre.
It was so...
That is kind of strange.
It was so forced. 80s
daytime.
It was so forced.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't the... And this is... why couldn't, like, she sat down on the bed and the jacket falls and then the baggie's sticking out? And you go, oh, I'm going to put this back in. And then you pull it out and you're like, a Q-tip.
Because also, maybe she wouldn't have realized that it was a Q-tip, but when she saw the baggie, could have been like, oh my God,
he's
on
drugs
again.
Thank you.
Like,
yep.
A Q-tip, why? And then maybe because we know Nancy is smart, she can go, he swapped the baby.
Yeah.
I can't let this happen. Like just another way so that it didn't seem like...
I don't know. And my thing, too, sometimes I wonder when they do that, are they trying to be funny? You know what I mean? Like, I sometimes I go, it fell flat or something. I don't know, because it just didn't work for me.
I think,
I agree with you 100%. And I thought the same thing about Patrika. I was like,
I think it's just so, it's just not drawn out.
It didn't work. That whole scene, I feel like, could have been reworked.
Well, I was just upset because I was like, oh my God, like, seriously? Like, she's going to find the Q-tip?
Right.
Like, really?
I told Brian, I said, again, it's one of those things where it's like the storyline needs to move forward, and it's just another hurdle that they're throwing in there to extend the storyline. Like, I think it's time that Nicole finds out that it's her baby. Like, enough already. It's not interesting anymore.
And poor Chloe.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm like, really? Can we have one other coincidental...
mishap.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, come on. Like, I get it, you guys. Like...
But for a second...
Nicole needs the peace of mind, I think, at this point.
She does, because she's like... Even she was... She was like, I don't know why I'm so attached to this baby.
Yeah.
Like she gets it, but she doesn't get it.
And I don't know why... Why is Deimos so invested? See, it's like... It's gone on so long, I forget why every... Like, why Deimos cares so much about keeping the secret.
I think he's keeping it because Brady... I think it's kind of because of the same thing for Brady, is they don't want her to know... And have her heart broken again
if it's not true.
If it's not really
his.
So I think Deimos and Eric Martin's up. And Brady are one, like, their rationale behind it is the same.
Yeah.
Eric's another one. Every time I see him on screen, like, I just smile. Like, he's so nice.
But in that regard, I think it's even worse that Nancy's not saying something because she does know that it's hers.
And then coincidentally, Deimos walked in when Nancy was about to tell Nicole.
It's just like, I feel like I almost like I will let Brady and Deimos have a pass because they don't know, but Nancy knows.
Yeah.
Obviously, Chloe knows too, and she's just taking a nap. But.
But I also don't like the fact that Nancy's like, I'm going to take the baby to Chicago to be with her grandfather. And I think it's because as a mother, she's trying to honor Chloe's decision of not telling Nicole, but not knowing that Chloe almost told Nicole before she clunked out.
Yeah.
So at some point, someone just has to decide what's best for the baby.
Right.
And do what's best for the baby.
It's time for Chloe to wake up too.
Yeah.
Wake up, six. Oh, I don't know if she's a six. A size six. That was a Devil Wears Prada reference.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's probably smaller than a six.
She's probably wake up two. Yeah. All right. So that was that whole storyline this week that basically happened. And that's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So
that's all they've been doing is
Yeah.
But I have a connection. But I don't know why. but I have a connection.
But even Nicole was like, I have baby envy. Because, you know, it's so funny because out of everyone, the smartest person out of this whole thing is Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she has like the right now to be mad at each and every person.
Everybody.
Yeah. She has no ally.
Yeah. No, they have just left her in the dust.
What's that?
What?
Days J, sorry, this just made me laugh out loud. When Nicole finds out, she better ride on a 7-headed horse and slay everyone.
See, and I'd like to see that Nicole come back too, but I think
Thank
with the,
you,
ba-
Days
the babies is going. The, I think the baby is going to soften Nicole.
I
think the baby already has.
Right, yeah. But I mean, like, I think that when she finds out that the baby's hers, rather than, you know, I think it's going to be more the emotional Nicole pleading, like, why didn't you tell me, why didn't you this, why didn't you that, rather than her going for blood, too, which is always a fun Ari to watch.
Yeah. When I see what Wendy Klein has asked Mark to ask me, but since I've seen it.
I saw it.
Do you want to ask, Mark?
Sure. Hey, Tony. Wendy Klein would like to know, what's your beef with Billy Flynn?
I think
Wendy must be new to audition days.
We
which
do
is
not
okay.
have enough time for
Welcome,
that.
Welcome, Wendy.
Just kidding.
Welcome, Wendy.
Billy and I don't have a beef. We have a thing where, like, this is just our thing to just kind of poke at each other to make us, in actuality.
And you're talking about you and Billy,
yes,
personally.
Yes.
Right.
Billy and I get along great, but we have this thing where we just...
Well, Billy pretends to like him.
And I, in turn, pretend to like Billy. No, I don't even know how this
it's
all started.
It's
a
all
thing.
For the show.
It's just all a for thing. The show. It's just a thing.
All in
deep
fun.
Deep down, Tony wants him.
Now that's where I draw the line.
Sorry, Aaron Brody, he's still engaged to you. Aaron, and who is the other one? He's got a you weren't here that week, were you? Were you here? He's got a couple fiancés.
Matt wasn't here. Tony has two
fiancés. Oh, yeah, no,
three, maybe.
I was
oh, you
here.
Were over there.
That's right.
Yeah. I just forget who the other one is.
What's a contrarian?
A who?
Marlon says Tony is a
contrarian. Is he talking about like contradicting? Like you say one thing and then you change, you flip flop, maybe?
A person who opposes or rejects popular opinion, especially in stock exchange dealing.
Yeah. Like au contraire.
Going against current practice.
That's, you know what? That's, you know what, Marlon? You are right. Because the more love that Mark
gives to
Billy, the more
he wants to
love
shut it,
it
down. Yeah. Which is why I hate Maxine.
You do not. You take that back. That is blasphemy.
No.
And I don't know if you got the memo, but she is not allowed to have children. So, sorry about that.
Wait, what? Since when?
You're never going to be on the show.
You know what?
She can't have a son.
You better start going after Vanessa Williams.
Don't let me pull that card. Don't rape me.
Oh, my God. What's happening?
This was about to be a full-on new episode of Things of Our Lives.
Hashtag Valerie's son.
Hashtag.
Who's a character? I think we're going to find out.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Valerie's son.
Let me tell you, it's not me.
It's not.
I
know who it is.
Missed that audition.
Didn't you see who it was?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. It's been out there. That's the only reason I thought you saw it, because it's been posted.
Yeah. For some reason, when I started Dish and Days, I stopped picking up Soap Opera Digest. Because I feel like there are so many spoilers in there.
Yeah.
And the only...
But at least it's for that week, and it's not like...
Right.
Lisa Men says Maxine can adopt.
Thank you.
I picked up one issue since starting here, and that was the... how their newest plan to save days.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
Which one?
the most recent.
I don't mean to interrupt, but Ray C. in the chat says, remember, I offer to marry Matt after he buys me dinner.
Oh, that's right.
And then Tony said something about Chick-fil-A.
Perfect.
Ooh, that
so you.
Right.
So what is his name? What is that person's name?
Who?
Ray
C.
Ray C.
Like Ray.
So you got Ray. You're engaged to Ray C. And Aaron. But you have somebody else. There's two.
I think it's Marlon.
I think it's Marlon.
Oh, Marlon. Yeah. Marlon and
Aaron. But there's a girl, too.
Yeah, there was a girl, too.
There's a girl, too.
Wait. Is
that
it Janine?
Is it Janine?
I don't know which one, but I know that someone's pointing
if
up.
If you are engaged to Tony Moore, will you mention...
Just there's a little hand emoji. Just raise your hand. Throw that hand emoji in there.
Well, and you have a somebody on Twitter too.
Well, I think if when I marry Greg, it will be Matthew Evan Vaughn. You can find me at find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew Evan.
Me and Billy already picked out our gift for you when we come to the wedding.
Moving right along.
So days of our lives.
Let's go into our last top story, which is Joey Jade and the baby.
It's an urn of Maxine's.
No, you guys.
Wow.
So, Tony, what were we talking about?
I will have you know that having a speaking role on Days of Our Lives is on my vision board for 2017, and it's going to happen, mister. All right, so.
Oh, Jill. Jill is Tony's fiance.
Jill. That's right. Jill Urban.
All right, so. Joey, Jade, and the baby. So, unfortunately, Jade had a miscarriage.
And I will say this. I was surprised. Like, it caught me. I was like, oh, I never thought of that.
What?
That she was going to miscarry. Like, it surprised me.
Yeah. This whole time, I kept thinking, like...
It wasn't going to be his baby. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We all just kept thinking about, is it his? What is she lying? Doing, blah, blah, right. blah. Yeah. And it never crossed my mind that she could lose it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yes. I kind of... Touché.
Okay, so...
All the... Trash talk we do sometimes. I'm going to give him a thumbs up.
I feel kind of bad.
Should I? For this? Oh, no.
I think I know what you're going to say. Is it about him?
About the baby.
Oh, okay.
That you're glad?
I was like, thank God.
Well.
Because I was like, I just...
Ouch, Tony.
I know. But I think...
People are in here saying, I'm glad, too.
I think the whole baby situation was just kind of like one of those things that was like, oh, my God. Another baby. No, like, no.
And, Tate, Thomas, Holly.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm good. And especially with them, like, yeah. I'm good. Like, they're too young. Like, it's like, I feel like they're not going to be together, you know, obviously long. He didn't want to be together with her anymore. So when she miscarried, I was like, oh.
And I think next week is actually Paige Searcy's last week on air as Jade. They've recast her.
Oh, that should be interesting. That switch. And then that made sense, too.
Yeah.
Get rid of all that. But what I found interesting and what surprised me was Joey thinking that it was karma.
Yeah.
And God getting back at him because of what he did to Ava.
Beautiful performers.
I tweeted him and I was like...
Yeah. That
it was in
great.
Tweet form.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
It because emoji. Normally when you see it in tweet form, it looks like
it was
like
the
that.
Hand
right.
with the little. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was slow.
Yeah.
Anyway. Space bar, clap. I get it. I am totally with you. Yeah.
Clap. No, I thought he was fantastic. I thought he knocked it out of the ballpark.
She did too.
I thought she did too.
And the fact that Steve and Kayla were even like, oh, they were starting to come to terms with. Okay, we're gonna have a grandchild.
I loved the moment right before she started getting the pain, where Steve and Kayla were dancing and Joey and Jade, and there was finally peace.
Although I have to say, my favorite part of that scene too was when Jade said, "I want to dance," and Joey was like, "Are you sure you can do that?" And she was like, "Well, I'm not gonna bust out into a whole Beyonce routine," and I was like, "Girl." I would have. That was just my little.
She, when moment. I love they when they were dancing to the music, and then she got the pain. Did mm-hmm. you the dance music cut, and then you couldn't hear it any longer.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I didn't notice that.
But I have paid attention.
Hashtag soap operas.
Yeah.
Hashtag soap opera life.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what happens with that because Joey even mentioned. He feels like he, in order to right his karma, he should do what he did a long time ago, and that was to confess to Ava's murder. Oh, the other thing that got to me was when he was like, Jade was in the same room as Ava. And I thought to
all
myself...
All y'all have been in the same
everybody's
room.
Everybody's in that same room.
Me too. I thought the same thing.
That was funny. All right.
So, which also, with Paige Searcy leaving the show, everyone had been rumoring that maybe... she was going to be Ava's daughter because they kind of look alike. Paige and Tamara.
Yeah.
And the new girl does not look like
Jade.
Ava. Well, well, both. Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know what the new girl looks like.
I haven't seen it either.
And she.
I'll be surprised when she pops up.
Yeah.
Maybe the day she pops up, they'll do a scroll that says,
Jade will now be played by...
Well, they used to, remember, they used to do a voiceover.
Yeah.
The role of so-and-so will now be being played by...
Yeah. Did they used to do that in days? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I remember seeing that, like, when it was, like, a switch that, like... happened. It was really close, and they didn't do a voiceover. They did it just a scroll.
Yeah. That was like late 80s status, wasn't it? That was a long time ago.
Well, I'm old, girl.
All right, so that has been your top storylines. Let's get into some tidbits. But before we get into tidbits, let's take a little trip back to memory lane. Two shows ago, Mark and I were having a discussion about Jade and Joey. And Mark mentioned that he had a prediction that JJ was the father of Jade's baby. And then...
Hey. Oh, Jade's baby. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this happened. Roll the clip.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
You know what? He's smart. He's obviously using the online dating to have dates pay for his food.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a little further, Alexis.
After using the pharmaceuticals that he sells.
What did I say, 45?
That I found was hysterical was that he had put himself down as like a pharmaceutical.
Oh, no, this is about Rory.
Yeah. No, it's Sierra was not having 45? It at all.
No.
She was just
45,
like,
22, I think.
I thought you were like in a...
I thought we discussed this. Or maybe I talked about it last week by myself.
Maybe. Okay, so I actually have another theory. Mark this date. I have another theory. I don't want to reveal it because then I think it's going to end up being a spoiler.
Okay, here. Well, let's do this. I'm going to give you a piece of paper.
Okay.
You're going to write it down and date it. Here, I'm going to pre-sign it.
Okay.
That I'm witness.
Okay.
Witness number one.
And I'll... I'll share it with you.
Queen bee.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Whoa!
Hey, don't do it. Yeah.
Whoa! Let's not.
Flynn. And it's
it never ends.
Never.
Okay. I mean, it needed by legal means. And then, Alexis, do we have an envelope?
I think so somewhere. We're
going to have him fold it up, and we're going to put it in a sealed envelope.
So you don't want to see it.
And we'll put it in the locker, our day's locker, and then. When it comes up again, we will go get it out of the locker.
So I'm not going to share it with you.
No, don't share it.
Okay,
with me.
Okay. So
write it down.
You can stop it here, Lexi.
And I just ripped the envelope.
Oh, yeah, right in front of me. No, that's fine.
I made this prediction on that date, and...
Should I read it?
Mark is now going to read it.
Let me make sure it's my signature.
Yes.
Witness, the Queen Bee, Mark J. Freeman Flint. All right.
And what does it say?
JJ slept with... What does that say?
Lonnie.
Oh, Lonnie.
Yep. And
based on the flashback. And is subscript.
Yes. So, my prediction was correct.
But didn't we talk about that before?
No.
I thought we talked about
you said,
that it was possibly Lonnie.
Maybe we did it when he was gone?
Maybe. Oh, maybe we did when you were gone.
So,
because I feel like we did have that conversation. It's not really that big of a deal.
Well, whatever. It's a big deal to me. Don't ruin my reveal. Okay, so... So, I remember the flashback. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
And this will be... We'll be auctioning this. It's our next prize.
Somebody
yeah, that can it. That can be part of a giveaway.
That's the next... You can get the envelope.
From the Queen.
Signed by Queen Bee, Mark J. Freeman Flint.
Oh, my gosh. I totally messed up our little thing here. So, I remember when they did the flashback, and I was like... That back looks familiar because, you know, someone who is consistently watching how their back looks on TV because that's how you normally see me. I was like, I think Lonnie slept
JJ.
Yeah, with JJ. And then when she came back, I was like, she's acting real rude to
him. She was so rude.
Real rude. And then I was like, I knew it. And then when everything hit the fan on New Year's Eve, I was like, I was right. I was so right. So, yeah, there's that.
The thing I like so much about Casey Moss's performances when they were at the table together, and Lonnie joined the guys for a drink, and then she started being rude to JJ. His subtleties are what make his performances for me, because he all he did was one little glance at the table, like, why are you being so rude?
Yeah.
It was just nonverbal, just a look, and I'm like, I buy his performance every single time.
I thought Lonnie's being upset seemed a bit much. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I felt like, especially because at one point she was like, no, I should be here, and da da da, it's not. But then she ends up just going, okay, now I'm going to leave and let you guys talk about this. I'm like, well, no, you could just, you know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know, it just seemed very weird to me.
I feel like this. You know when someone's had too much to drink.
Yeah.
Right.
So, if he blacked out, or even if, I also find this weird. You didn't call him that day. You haven't called him since to just be like.
Even if she was mad.
Yeah, right. Like, hey, are you okay? Like, or last night was fun, you know, or something like that to give him some sort of indication that, like, you guys had drunken sex with each other?
I still think there's more to it, because I think Lonnie's unstable. I think she has been unstable, like, when it came to Sean.
There's a difference between being unstable and being horny. I think Lonnie's
and
horny.
She was she was pretty aggressive with Sean Douglas, too.
Yeah.
When that whole thing was going on. She was like...
Just said. That's what I just said.
Oh.
She was like 50 Shades of Grey.
What he said.
She was 50 Shades of Grey. Like we said.
What he said.
Yeah. So,
I did just say it.
But I don't know. I kind of like JJ and Lonnie.
I'm not opposed to it. I don't know that I'm like, I'm okay with it. It would be interesting.
No one gives JJ the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Ever. They always, like, Gabby's not giving him the benefit of the doubt. Lonnie won't give him the benefit of the doubt. Eve hated him. Everyone hates JJ. But everyone comes around.
Your fiance. Lonnie's going all single white female on JJ.
Right.
And your other fiance says, technically, Lonnie raped JJ. I don't know. That's a bit much.
Yeah.
But,
you can't rape the willing. he just forgot at some point. So, yeah. So, we'll see what happens.
Well, he blacked out, right?
Yeah. He said he blacked out. So we'll see what happens with that. Rafe, Hope, and Stefano. Rafe goes to jail again to see Hope.
Hope gets stabbed. Shanked.
Shanked! She got shanked!
Fast-forwarding through a lot of that.
Of course you did.
I can't.
But now she's in the hospital, and Rafe has figured out how to extend her time in the hospital to keep her safe. And also, with this new information that Shane got about Stefano being in Europe, Rafe, Marlena, Paul, and Steve, with the encouragement of his family, Steve, they all go to Prague to follow up on that.
They're international.
It's a little creepy now, because now that we know that Joe Muscolo has passed, rest in peace, Joe.
But I did see that there are more episodes with him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah. Hashtag spoilers. I know.
All right, so
Marlena looked so pretty this week.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
As who? Hattie or Marlena?
Both, but as Marlena.
That's the only time I play the Raven and Hope.
She had like a clip in her hair as Marlena, and it was like blown out. And I thought, wow, she looks pretty. But I also made mental note that she had something special in her hair, and I think that was to accentuate the fact that Marlena and Hattie are two different people when they cut to the Hattie scenes.
Yeah.
I love Hattie.
I love me some Hattie.
Yeah.
All right, Sonny and Paul.
Yep, they kissed.
Yep, they
did. Gay kissed.
Yes, they did. And they admitted that they have no regrets over the kiss that happened.
Derek was like, all right, I'm leaving. Just get it over
with. I have to say that I was actually happy that they did that way. Because it was just kind of like, okay, I'm done with I'm done with you two. I'm trying to pretend that you don't have feelings for each other. I'm piecing out. I'm trying to be in the third wheel.
But why even bring Derek back?
Right.
Well, because you have to.
Because they keep delaying. That's what they're doing. They're just delaying,
That's how it works, Tony.
But it just.
You'd be okay with it if it was Maxine's son.
let me tell you this. If it was one of those things where there were more than three gay people in Salem, let's say a fourth, Maxine's son, and like, I got her, Derek. Like, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah.
And at least we could all still be friends. We can let Sonny and Paul be the, and then we can do like couples dates.
I would still like to see Derek hang around, though. I really like him. I like Derek Spencer a lot.
Yeah.
Or maybe Derek and I could have become a couple, and, you know, he really wanted to be with Paul. I mean, I guess.
Mark, inform them next time you go to the writer's room about all of these storylines.
Changes are being made.
Yeah. There we go.
I think I'll just say this now. I wrote it on there for the bottom, but I just want to say it now because I.
What?
When Paul comes to the pub to tell Sonny that Stefano was alive, and I mean, first of all, I loved Sonny's reaction, but all I wanted him was go, girl.
It was all.
That's a perfect opportunity for him to go. He said it with girl. He said are it with you kidding eyes. Me? Yeah. Like, come on, you like, gotta give me something.
Like he did go, get out.
Get out. Yeah, or it something was a, like that. It was a good reaction.
It was a good reaction.
But I just was like,
it would have been better,
girl.
It would have been better if Freddie was just like, girl. I don't like.
I'm like
I,
they gotta give us a little. Just they gotta a little give bit. Us a little more gay. I want a little more gay. I want it to just be enough to make Freddie Smith and Christopher Sean uncomfortable.
Well, and seriously though, one kiss every 6 months for the gays.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
Either incorporate more gays. Or have them be a couple.
We're lucky to have them.
Right,
back.
That we get to see actually be affectionate with each other.
I just think that we. Their world needs to be created a little bit more because they don't go to any gay bars, they don't go to any gay clubs, they don't have any other gay friends.
Black Superwoman said, Paul is so John's son, boring passed on to him.
So awful. Ooh,
Black Superwoman, hashtag shade.
That's right. Right.
So there was that. And then there's Claire, Sierra, Theo, and Valerie. Mm-hmm. How do y'all feel about this storyline?
I'm invested. I love it.
There's a lot going on with this storyline because
it's deep. It's layered.
Yeah.
There's the tiff between Theo and Valerie, mm-hmm. which Valerie kind of shut that down.
Yeah.
When she discovered the bug, which was not placed properly at all. Like it's just stuck to the back of the phone.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised she didn't find that earlier, unless it was just in her person and it just got attached.
That's what
See,
I
that's
thought.
That's what I thought too. Yeah.
And then how she went to Theo and was just like, let's talk.
She was like, let's talk. Meet me at
that
the pub.
That was
so good.
Fast.
I was nervous for him. I was like, oh my God.
Well, but I also like, you know, I love how Kyler Pettis plays Theo.
He's so good.
Much. The fact that she was like, let's talk. And she was like, he was just like, you're a liar. Like, you lie. Like, he's so blunt and so matter of fact. And I love that so much. My little wish list is to have Kyler in here.
Yeah.
He's on my little
Why
wish list.
Why hasn't he been here?
I don't know. Well, we all know. But
we need to...
It has nothing to do with Kyler.
We need to start tweeting him.
We'll make that happen. So there's that. And then the whole thing with Sierra, Theo, and Claire.
Right.
That adds that other layer. So, because...
Claire is Meshuggah.
Claire...
To say the least.
Claire is Alani.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
She's more shallow than Lonnie, though.
Yeah, but
she's
but
like,
she mentioned
I love,
it this week.
Like, I love a mirror, and I love...
She's like, I love my selfies.
Yeah.
She was like, I am the definition of a millennial.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I love
they finally addressed it. I agree. Yeah. I love that, too.
And I love that she had the flashback of when Theo was talking about the cookies, and she was like... I gotta make sure I keep those two apart.
She
like,
is so rude to Sierra, though.
But Sierra's kind of like... Doesn't want anything to do with her either.
Right. Yeah. But I just think that Claire's like, get out of here.
Well, yeah, because she now recognizes that Sierra's a threat.
Yeah.
She's trying to take her man.
Mm. Her man's.
Just wait till Maxine's son come in.
The next one. Are we still on?
Yeah.
Next one. I could have done without.
I thought it was a little ridiculous that it's
they
it's,
don't know who we're talking about.
Oh, Eduardo and Kate.
Thank you, Mark J. Freeman. Flynn, thought, Mark J. Freeman. Flynn.
We're looking at the notes.
Yeah. Okay, so
Eduardo and Kate. We're not talking about Eduardo and Kate.
Here's the thing. I thought it was a little ridiculous that we see them finally coming together as a couple, and I like it. I'm down for it. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. But then it's this whole thing of like, but I have to do this thing for Andre and find out what you're doing. And even in that last scene where she was like, I just have to go, you know, someone called, whatever. She knew what she did. And it's this whole, like, resistance moment. And then he discovers what she did. And it's like, who else would have taken the microchips besides you? And FYI, oh, that's... Okay, I had this moment of like, why is your office so close to Club TBD? Because he owns it.
TBD, yeah.
Yeah. Which is
she was in the back. Which yeah. is, she wasn't in the bathroom. She was in the office.
Which is also Marlena's office. Now, can we? Kayla's office. Jennifer's office.
Yeah. Can Daniel's somebody? Office. And this can be somebody in the chat room if you guys don't know. But somebody go over the microchip and the purpose and the. Because I kind of drift every
it
time.
It has they, files yeah. that can take down Damara.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm sure we're going to see.
So
some
Damara's
sort of,
keep files that can bring them down on microchips. Like I'm just saying. I wouldn't.
Maybe
I wouldn't
that they
file
had,
save.
That they had to
file delete.
The files are so important; they have to keep them in right. handbags that are being
right. I don't. It is what it is.
And then what we're gonna? I'm sure we're going to see Gabby confront Dario about the fake handbag from weeks ago. Like, mm-hmm. at that point, who cares?
Well, no, she doesn't care. She got
well, because
one.
I think what's going to happen is somehow, like, Chad's going to get involved with this, and then she's going to realize, oh, I have this information, I can help Chad. And maybe she doesn't tell Chad, you know, and then that creates a rift, even more of a rift between them, and then she goes to Dario. I'm working it out here.
You're just
doing my
you
writing
did a nice
work.
Job, Mark. I'm
doing my writing work here at AfterBuzz.
I'm impressed.
See, multitasking.
Yeah.
For 2017 is about
we'll multitasking. See your name in the credits any
That's
day
right.
now.
That's right.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And I think that has been the
That's
week of days.
Been the week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rain?
We made it.
It was a lot.
That's
it's
actually
a,
been
I know,
this week
Rain?
And the two other weeks because we've
yeah,
been
we
gone kinda, for a while. So we got everything caught up.
Yep. All right, so now it's time to go into our favorite part of the show, which is our segments, and we'll start with mine, which is Tony's official three
you
snaps
go,
of
girl.
War.
Go snap.
All right, so my official three snaps award goes to Vanessa Williams, who plays Valerie. When she found that microchip and she's figured out who placed it, and she said, Theo, I know you did this, and I know you're listening. Meet me at the pub so we can talk. I was like, yes, bitch, yes, yes.
That was everything.
And even when she got to the pub, and she was like, let's talk. And that last scene where she was like taking off her jacket and getting comfortable, I was like, yes. And then even the scene when they talked and then Theo asked if she was going to tell Abe, and Abe walked in, and she didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, you are playing this cool, honey.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
I loved it.
Another thing we actually didn't talk about, which I liked, was her with Jennifer and them talking about
the past.
Her past
that
and
she
her relationship with her cousin.
Her cousin, and it wasn't basically an acceptable
relationship.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes. And I love Vanessa Williams. I've seen her like dating back to the Cosby Show.
Right.
When she played the actress and she was like, in the flame of night. So be it. Yeah. I remember that. So my three snaps award goes to Miss Vanessa Williams, who plays Valerie. Wait.
Yeah.
I did that wrong.
No. You did it right. Valerie.
No,
and that's Tony's official.
Oh yeah, thank you. See my lines, and that has been Tony's official three snaps award.
Oh snap!
Now,
and now it's time for.
Okay, so this week, my official, not my official, but Matthew's choice really goes to Jade and Joey for their individual crying performances.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that, but. I had fun with Snapchat, so that's it for like Matthew's choice. I had fun with Snapchat, and I made this. I was having so much fun.
Can
you see? Here, I can pull it up on my computer. Are you
going
to get up?
Goodness, lady, you are blind.
Top row, we have Abby. and Chad. Then we have Kate and Eduardo, Valerie and Theo and Nicole and Brady. I don't know why I had my phone out and it was on the it was on that particular filter and I was like, oh. And
see, that could be your. This should be your new 2017 segment. Can be Matthew Snapchat, and every week you do something new with Snapchat. For a
they look crazy
right now. There's a black swan like makeup. Oh yeah, on Snapchat. So it'd be really funny to watch, like all the actors wearing them. I think that'd be funny.
I love it.
That's it. That's it.
I love it. Well, Billy's never looked so good.
Stop.
They look like drawings or like a toy that you would have gotten at Burger King as a kid, like with the Happy Meal.
Totally.
Anyway, I just was having a little fun this week.
Love it. And that has been
hold on.
Just sing it for us, Tony. Go ahead.
Matthew's choice.
Oh no.
I think she cut your mic.
Dear God.
Did you cut his mic?
I had to bring it down because he was clipping.
You had to bring it up. It's Matthew's choice.
Very nice, Tony.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. They don't call me Beyonce for nothing.
I mean, did Matthew's it better than choice. Mariah Carey on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Alexis.
She went there.
I'm sorry.
Bless her heart. So now back to days. It's now time for
Mark, quote of the week. All right. My first quote of the week for 2017, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very excited. This is a first-time winner. Mostly,
is it me?
It's Matthew
Payne.
is a first-time recipient, and I think this is a first for quote of the week. It is that character's first line on Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you heard it here, Baby Thomas. Is getting quote of the week for
you have problems. You have issues.
First of all,
Chad has taste in people who are insane.
Oh, I love Gina already.
That makes sense. It's so funny.
And Abigail and you crazy.
It's so funny because when
I love how I went for real life.
When Thomas said dada, I was like, this is what Mark calls Billy all the time.
Daddy. A little different.
I wonder if when Gina married Billy, she was like, we need to upgrade the security system.
Oh, they completely did. Well, I told you what I sent him when they were getting married. I sent him a picture of Lorraine. And I said, have you seen this shrieking down the aisle? Yelling, stop wedding. It's not me.
Until they were pronounced husband and wife.
Yeah, it was.
She had no idea.
She was like, oh, let's get through this.
Oh my God.
She was like, I do.
Right, let's get to it quick.
Right. So, Baby Thomas gets quote of the week.
And that has been
Mark's quote of the week.
And now it's time for fan of the week.
All right, so fan of the week this week is going to go to, we have a new review.
Yay!
On iTunes. And 5 more stars.
Yay!
This is going out to, it's Miss Meredith Cox. She's in the chat room.
Hi,
Meredith.
Meredith, you're getting our quote of the week. The title of her review is Love These Guys, 5 Stars by Marilyn Cox. And it starts, girl.
I love that
now
everyone starts
signature. Now it's our signature. So here's what she wrote. Dishin' Days is the only after show I listen to or watch. Mark, Tony, and Matthew never fail to make me smile and laugh. Their commentary is always entertaining and on point. Dishin' Days is the best way to end and begin a new week. If you love Days, these guys have you covered. I'm a newer fan of Dishin' Days, but ever since I discovered them, I tune in every Sunday. Love them.
Oh, Meredith, thank you.
Thank you so much, Meredith.
Thank you.
I love that.
That's well
a lot. That was a great review.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
And that has been Fan of the Week.
Yes.
And now it's time for...
We don't have one for that.
Nope. And now it's time for some news and gossip.
Mark, you're a mess.
What?
Your fiancé called me a mess.
The only news that we have, which has
already started on the East Coast, is tonight you can see Kate Mancy and, used to play Abigail Devereaux, and Patrick Muldoon, who used to play
my
Austin.
My husband, right.
Yeah.
Austin, right.
They're in a Lifetime movie called The Boyfriend Killer, which premiered tonight at 8 p.m. So if you're on the if you're on the East Coast, you're 20 minutes late. If you're on the West Coast,
you're right ahead of schedule.
Right on time. Yeah.
It's on what channel?
Lifetime.
Lifetime.
I'll message my husband to record it. So I'll get in home time. I'll get in home time.
So make sure you guys check them out. And it looks. I saw the trailer, and I mean, Kate Mancy just picked up where she left off on Days. She
I
looked
love. I love her crazy. I love Kate as crazy.
She's a little cray cray. So So congratulations to Kate and Patrick. And
don't you love me as crazy?
No. And make sure you check out.
Thank you.
The Boyfriend Killer on Lifetime. Go ahead, Alexis.
No, I said always, Mark.
Oh, always, Mark. Oh boy. All right, and that has been your week of Days.
Misty Robbins said it's the first AfterBuzz show that she's ever wore, the first one she's ever watched.
Welcome, Misty.
Well, welcome, hi, Misty.
I don't think today is the first. I'm just think she's saying this is the first one that she, this is the first AfterBuzz show that she's ever watched.
Oh, well, thank you.
She probably watches others now, but
yeah.
Lisa Mims said, sing for us, you guys. Love it.
Matthew! Choice.
I think Alexis already knew to turn you down.
Yeah. You gotta go take it up. You gotta take it up.
I did that.
Choice.
I did that.
No.
Yeah, it sounded just like that.
Exactly.
Where can the people find you?
Yeah, Mark, tell them where they can find you.
You
and
can
your
find
hair.
Me in a sanitarium in a town near you.
True words have never been spoken on this panel.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
And you can find me, your co-host, Matthew Evan Payne, on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And, of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms.
Go ahead.
And on what?
I forgot. I wanted to give a shout-out to Queen Sickle. He was joining live for the first time in the chat room.
Okay.
And I wrote it down and I forgot. I wanted to give him a shout out.
From the top, Tony. Go for it.
I'm trying to use this for my reel.
Okay. Let's go. And 3, 2, 1, go.
And of course,
and I'm going to not talk over you.
Oh my God. Go ahead, Tony.
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Hi, Mom!
Good night, everyone.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next Sunday for another round of Dish and Days right here on AfterBuzz TV.
I think I'm going to stand every week now. From 2017.
This is Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.